Good morning. May 7th, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. In news media, health deserts, hospital windfalls, and a phalanx of pharma lobbyists. Inside the most controversial healthcare program you never heard of, from minpost.com. Her self-experiment with drug detox almost broke her, from nytimes.com. FDA finally authorizes fruit-flavored vapes. Here's what it, from filtermag.org. In Social Pulse, lived living experience. No social posts available. Innovation. In City Updates, no recent city updates found. In Academic Research, strengthening implementation of syringe services programs in Florida. Insights from a statewide survey and social network analysis, with context from Implementation Science Communications and DOI.org. Community-embedded approaches to preventing medical harm in rural healthcare settings. A scoping review, with context from Saudi Journal of Health Systems Research and DOI.org. Access to medications for opioid use disorder among veterans with homeless experience in permanent supportive housing, with context from JAMA Network Open and DOI.org. In law and policy, state laws. Designate bromazolam as a controlled substance under the Uniform Controlled Substances Act, correct the spelling of certain controlled substances, and enhance penalties for certain controlled substance offenses involving fentanyl, from openstates.org. Public funds and financing, with context from As Enacted, specifies the conditions that must be satisfied for monies from the Governor's Response and Recovery Fund to be provided to eligible local governmental entities and to eligible individuals in qualifying counties following an emergency or disaster. Amends TCA Section 94216 and openstates.org. In funding, current. Bureau of Justice Assistance, with context from BJA FY25, Comprehensive Opioid, Stimulant, and Substance Use, Site-Based Program and Deadline, May 8, 2026. Office of Juvenile Justice Delinquency Prevention, with context from OJJDP FY25, Opioid Affected Youth Initiative and Deadline, May 8, 2026. In activism, Harm Reduction Coalition, from Voices and Views Newsletter, Issue 37, 2026. My NGP, from You're Invited, Become an SSDP Ambassador. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.